News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
Hey, welcome back to Down to Business. I'm Mandy Johnston, standing in today for Bobby. And I have to announce that the winner of the VIP tickets to Ryan Holiday, The Stoic Life, plus an overnight stay in Trinity City Hotel is Angela O'Keefe. And Angela is from Kilkenny. Congratulations, Angela. And we hope you enjoy your evening. Now, in this week's Executive Chair, we've got not one, but two guests. We have the brothers, Fergal and Barry Doyle from Aberitum, who employ over 200 people, with a business having a 13 million turnover in the last year. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome and thanks for coming in to us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Mandy.
Where do I start? Who do I start? Who's the eldest? Who's the youngest?
Eldest.
I'll start with you then. Okay. So this business, like, I have spoken to people about it over the last number of days because I knew you were coming on. It's really well known. Tell us how it started, Fergal.
Rachel Doyle founded the business in 1977. Later then, mum was joined by our dad, Frank. They started in Rachel and Frank's up and over garage in Rathfinden and Lochinbridge, County Carlow. And from there, rented a site in Carlow Town and grew the business from there. And actually then in 1999, we moved out, which was a bold move. Moved the business out to Lochinbridge, back to the homeland area, and onto a 10-acre site, and the business has grown from there. And then we've acquired a garden centre in Wicklow in 2015, late 2015, and we last year opened up a city centre, an urbanised concept called Arboretum Urban Green, up over Chapters Bookstore. That's a 14,000 square feet, so it's pretty big for a city centre location. And that's a concept that we rolled out a year ago, and it's gone well. And the Kilquade development, we finished that off in April and reopened on Taoiseach. Simon Harris opened it on the 26th of April this year.
Well, congratulations. That's an enormous success. Barry, you must be tremendously proud of your parents and, you know, what they've given to you guys as a business. Did you always see yourself going into the family business?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, from a young age, we both Fergal and myself, we grew up in the business. So, you know, when it was a smaller scale with a nursery, we were, you know, picking out bedding plants and growing them on, doing our own hanging baskets at a very small scale. But, you know, as the business developed, and, you know, we developed with it, I suppose. And, you know, it's been a roller coaster right over the years, you know, to see the business go from the humble beginnings as that Rachel and Frank had, and it, you know, to grow now. And sometimes you take a step back and you have a look, and we do an awards night every year where you look back on the year that was for our team. And, you know, every year you kind of go, wow, that was all just last year. And, you know, I suppose so over the last decade, it's been huge growth, and you know, it's been, a really, really exciting time for us.
Yeah, yeah. And you're pushing on all the time. The expansion is an important part, obviously, of your business model. Are you stopping now, or have you more plans?
No, we have more plans. We've got a great team of people. We've got a great company structure. I think an important thing, like, for a family business, and myself and Barry done succession planning a few years ago. We reorganised the company. Dad retired, mum moved into an executive chair position. We brought in two non-executive directors to really kind of bring extra kind of horsepower, I suppose, to the business and board, and from a strategy perspective, how we can scale the business. So, and that's how we were able to, I guess, you know, open Urban Green in the city centre, and at the same time do a 4.5 million development in County Wicklow.
Wow, yeah, that's impressive. Look, that family dynamic, Barry, in a business, I actually, on a programme that I have myself, I spoke to a number of people about that succession planning and how important it is. But what about the family dynamic in a business like that? The pros and cons as you see them?
Yeah, I suppose here, like anything, we're a family. We, most mornings we meet for breakfast. in the cafe in Arboretum, and we sit down, the four of us, and, you know, sometimes it's talk about business, sometimes it could be what matches happened over the weekend, and I think it's very important, you know. I think for Fergal and myself, you know, we spend a lot of time together, but we're very different. Mm. We're very different people. We look after kind of different ends of the business as well. But, you know, we have a great appreciation for what the other person does, and I think that's hugely important, I suppose. In my role, I kind of took on from what Rachel has, you know, had done in the past. And, you know, as you know, Rachel and myself shared an office for years, and, you know, you kind of, you're learning from her and learn, you know, and then, you know, Frank's dynamic, you know, keeps us all on our toes as well, and making sure we're ready for the day.
Listen, I'm interested in something. I don't know if this has anything to do with a business program, but you refer to your mum and dad as Rachel and Frank. Is that a business decision, or did you always do that?
Always did that. I don't
Why
know.
Is it's that, just, do you think?
I have no idea. And we refer to them in both, like dad, mum, but also Frank and Rachel. I can't articulate or...
You don't know how it's said. Sorry, that's just me being nosy now. But tell us, when you were growing up, like, did you have an option to do something else? Like, Fergal, maybe start with you on that one. Did you kind of think, if your mum and dad, Frank and Rachel, want you to go and explore other things, or was it always determined that this is what you do?
Absolutely not. And I think that was very much how we, you know, Barry and I both came back into the business on our own terms and the way we wanted to come back into the business. And I think, you know, looking back on that and reflecting on it, not knowing that at the time, but that's kind of the way Rachel and Frank left the door open. But I worked in Cork. I lived in Cork. I was in hospitality, bar work, college. Then I spent kind of 6 years doing that and got into entertainments, into music, which was a passion.
Was one of you a DJ at one point?
I was, yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
What type of a DJ?
Was variation of music, a lot of house dance music was. So I did that in Cork. And then actually when I came back to Carlow, I did a bit in Carlow as well. In Kilkenny, I stayed doing it. I still have all the equipment, and I'm hoarding
open for hire, ready for business.
It's actually been run by my 12-year-old daughter at the moment, so maybe she'll take it on.
Wow, yeah, maybe. And Barry, what about you? What did you do in between? Did you go off and do something else?
Yeah, I studied in the National Botanic Gardens, studied horticulture. So it was all, horticulture was always my thing, you know.
It was my passion as well.
And I went off to the Botanic Gardens, and I suppose coming out in the boom, you know, I wanted to be, you know, a landscaper, you know.
You studied up there, did you? Wow.
Yeah, and I done landscaping for a few years, you know. I took it on myself, and, you know, I enjoyed it, but I suppose in the back of my mind was always a place for me in the garden centre and coming back into the business. And then, that, you know, an opportunity arose for me to come back into the business, and, you know, the Arboretum Landscape still runs, and you know, it's a part of the business now, and, you know, but I suppose it's a young man's game, landscaping, and maybe I just seen the opportunity.
God of Almighty, you're not old at all, are you?
No, but here, the garden centre was just too appealing, and I really get a kick out of the garden centre work, working with people and seeing them develop through the business, and I think that's been an important thing.
And the garden centre itself has evolved, you know, into such a different thing for all of us, really. But when did you kind of spot that it's actually not just about coming in, buying plants, it's about a lifestyle, your choice, you come in, you stay, you can buy ornaments and stuff like that. When did you kind of go, aha, we got to change stuff up here?
Rachel, firstly, we had the first cafe in a garden centre in Ireland.
You were the first ones to do that.
So, you know, it was something that Rachel had seen in garden centres in the UK, and she brought that in. But I suppose through the garden centre, it's a very seasonal business, and you have to make sure you're getting something to bring people in. Like now, as we head in, you know, we're into November now, and November and December are our third and fourth best months of the year. And that's a big shift for a garden centre to have November and December. It's best. And, you know, that's where the Christmas decorations, you know, I suppose we focus a lot on the merchandising and the standards of merchandising through the store and creating an experience for people to come and visit the store. So that's where I suppose it came from was us taking those bad months out of business and making sure we can turn them. And, you know, it's just great to see that those bad months are now big profit months for us.
And that's the game changer, isn't it, Fergal, where you're an all year round calendar that's busy?
Absolutely. We're bookended by, you know, April, May. April, May, June, I guess, and then you've got now, and this is the kind of this 6 weeks is massive for us, as it is for many retailers. And we've geared up a really, really good kind of Christmas plan for all three locations. Obviously, Kilquade has in Wicklow has it's all a brand new facility, so the kind of the Christmas is getting an extra oomph there. But from creating the experience and the day out, so food, a lot of people start off their time in Arboretum by having coffee and cake. So the coffee and cake has to be really good. It's fresh, it's homemade. And that's kind of where people start their experience. And so if that's not on point, then the rest of the experience can go to the window. So there's a lot of touch points that are really important, food being 30% of our business now.
Well, look, you do it all really well. And congratulations on your business and very best of luck with your new ventures and the Christmas period.